The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction released standardized test results for public school students Thursday, and there's not much to celebrate. Students' mastery of both English and math declined this year. Less than half of Wisconsin students meet benchmarks in those core subjects. WUWM education reporter Emily Files has more, including the results from Milwaukee.
The standardized tests were given to about 600,000 Wisconsin students toward the end of last school year. The results show losses in both English language arts and math, with just about 40% of students proficient in each subject. Students were making progress in math previously, but that trend did not continue this year. In a phone call with reporters before the data was released, DPI Student Assessment Director V.G. Somasundaram emphasized that Wisconsin has high proficiency standards.
The new standards that we have adopted 5 or 6 years before are much more rigorous than the previous standards that the students were instructed to.
In Milwaukee, public school students remain more than 20 points behind the state average in math and reading. Superintendent Keith Posley wants to close the gap in 5 years. In a July interview with WUWM, Posley stood by that goal.
I absolutely think it's possible. And if you look at that, that is a 4% increase every year for 5 years, right? I think that is something that our young people are very capable of doing and will do.
But there was no 4% gain this year. In fact, MPS 3rd through 8th graders experienced a slight decrease in English proficiency to less than 19%. Math scores stayed the same, at about 16% meeting standards. MPS serves a high concentration of Black, Hispanic, low-income, and English learner students. Those groups lag their peers statewide, and Wisconsin's infamous Black-White achievement gap persists. For example, just 12% of Black third graders are proficient in English, compared to 46% of White third graders. The gaps have narrowed slightly over the past 2 years, but that's because white students are doing worse. When asked what could be done to improve student achievement, DPI spokeswoman Elizabeth Tamev mentioned state funding. Wisconsin is increasing K-12 spending by about $570 million over the next 2 years.
That's an important down payment on the investments we need to make to provide the supports that the students need. So we're looking through everything and seeing like where those needs are and what we need to possibly adjust to make sure that every child in Wisconsin has what they need when they need it.
One group of children that made gains in the latest assessments, private school choice students. The voucher programs serve mostly low-income students of color in Milwaukee and Racine. Those students made notable progress in math this year and last. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.